in the spirit. And I think because of our church tradition for many, many years, that we don't know what that feels like. We don't know what that really means. You know, Romans 8 talks about we're not in the flesh any longer, but we are in the spirit because the spirit of God dwells in us. So you can easily sort of read that and just move on. But think of, he says, you're not in the flesh, but you're in the spirit. So there should be a place in God that we live in, and it's called the spirit. Okay. And this is, again, this year will be a year of his presence. In other words, we'll be in the spirit more. We'll know what that feels like more, and that'll become our lives. Okay. And see, what it'll do is separate us from the ordinary. So we're going to have to deal with that too. You know, it's like this morning. Do y'all know we got in the spirit this morning doing worship? And so you start to get in another place. I don't know if Crystalline was dancing, worshiping, praying at the throne, or all of the above. She was here, but she wasn't here. Are y'all following me? She was here, but she wasn't here. And so that's my that's the best way I know how to talk about being in the spirit. So you should be in the spirit when you worship. You should be in the spirit when you dance. You should be in the spirit when you pay your telephone bill. Okay? You should be in the spirit when you go to work. You should be in the spirit when you... But see, we haven't been accustomed to that. You know, Christianity as its basic work, generally speaking, is a 1 day a week, 2 hour a day, 1 2-hour a week proposition, and that's if it's going well. But, you know, it's churchdom is a service. Churchdom and being in the spirit should be your life. You know, that presence that Crystalline experienced today and that we all experience should be with us Monday morning. And so forth and so on, if you can follow me. But we're not used to that whole idea that I can be positioned, even though I'm in the world, I'm out of it. That I'm in it, but I'm not of it. I have a residence, a citizenship, a dwelling place elsewhere. And that presence is going to be with me always. Although I'll be with you always. You know, mostly that's just a scripture to us. You know, the little hope thing. No, here's what he's saying. No, I'm going to be in your presence all the time. And but so you have to cultivate that. That's got to get cultivated. When we read a scripture on Tuesday, that, you know, the psalmist says, one thing I desire of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I would dwell, I'm going to put my words to it, that I would dwell in the presence of the Lord all the day of my life. Okay. And behold his beauty, the beauty of the Lord, inquiring his temple, you know, that kind of thing. In other words, there's a realm and a presence that we have to cultivate, and it has to become real to us on the inside. It's a dwelling place. It's a living place. It's he said, I go to prepare for you a dwelling place, a mansion. We thought it was a brick house or whatever. It's nothing physical at all. See, Crystalline was in her mansion up here. So you see how Christianity has tossed us down. They threw us a bad bone. And we started nibbling on it, but some of us are still nibbling on it and still trying to make it feed us. And it's gotten us nowhere. So here's where we are. Here's where we are. You know, here's the Father saying, no, I want you to dwell with me now. I want you to dwell with me. I want you to know what my presence is all along, all the time. And see, we got to learn what that means. Yeah. We got to learn what that means. Because, and I'll just quote a few things, and this will be short this morning. I'll quote a few things. You know, we worship in spirit and in truth. We know Jesus, the Lord is looking, God's looking for, the Father's looking for those who will worship in the spirit and in truth. In other words, if we're not worshiping in the spirit, we're not really worshiping. So we got God. What's that realm feel like? What does it feel like? What does that mean? So to the natural man, Crystal, to the natural man, that means zero. Absolutely zero. To the natural minded, it means zero. But when the Holy Spirit's presence comes on you, you'll say, oh, that's what it means to be in the spirit. Okay. And so here we are misinterpreting, BJ. John on Patmos. Right? He said, I was in Patmos. I mean, that's in the natural. But then I was in the spirit. Right? You thought he had some unique experience of going to heaven, and that's only for him. And here's the Holy Spirit trying to tell you, you can be on Patmos, but still be in the spirit. So he's trying to teach us that. And what else did he say? When I was on Patmos, when I went into the spirit, I'm still on Patmos. You know, if you were on Patmos and John was in the spirit, you still see John sitting right in front of you. But he was in the spirit. Can y'all catch that? So the Holy Spirit has a way, and this is because it's only by him. He has a way of getting him in the spirit, even though all he does is look like a man to you. And God's dealing with him in another realm that if he was still in the natural, he'd never pick it up. Are y'all listening to me? So I'm trying to break it down to you. Now, this is kind of like, Pastor Love, when you're reading, you can read and read and read, and it doesn't mean anything to you. I'm talking about the Bible, too. But you can read in the spirit. You're still sitting in the same seat. You're still the same person. Your hair's still short, Ron. But you're living. God's got you in another order. Now you can perceive the things of God more accurately than you could if you were just a natural man. So here comes God visiting Crystalline, right? She's got all these things in her mind. She said, wait, I need you to stop, shut down. I'm going to get you in the spirit because I got some things to tell you. Now, see, isn't that what John said? When I was in the spirit, what did he do? I heard. I was in the spirit on Lord's Day, and this happened to me. When I was in the spirit, I heard. What do you mean you heard? Because when I'm in the spirit, I can hear God. I can sense his presence. The words mean something totally differently. My son, I heard and I saw. Okay. So, short version, Holy Spirit, show me how to worship in the spirit. Show me how to dance in the spirit. Show me how to prophesy in the spirit. Show me how to sing in the spirit. Show me how to eat my lunch in the spirit. One thing that I desire is I want to be in the spirit all the time. Okay? Right? We all know about Brother Lawrence, right? You know who's another Brother Lawrence? Shelley. God, just get me in the spirit all the time. That's not just for him. That's for all of us. That's for the church. You are not of the flesh, it says in Romans 8. You are the spirit. Why? You didn't have to do anything because the spirit of God's in you. Well, then you can be in the spirit. That's the only qualification. So you acknowledge, oh, God, you're in me. You're going to teach me how to walk it. I don't know how to do it. It's another realm. I can't get there from here. But I have someone can get me in there. That's his whole job. And that's your whole calling. You know what Rob's calling is? Get in the spirit. And stay in there, not just Sunday morning, but on Monday, get in the spirit. Stay in the spirit. Stay, live there, Pastor Ross was singing today. Live there. This is where we live. This is where we live. This, she was prophetically saying, this is where we live. You know, I was starting to get testimonies and dreams. Kristen, did you share? Did she leave? Okay, we're going to have to get her at the end. She had another dream. You know why we're getting so many dreams? Because we're starting to get in the spirit. you know, I was sitting here, and I was, before service opened, I was sharing with Pastor Glow some things that happened to me a week or so ago, and it was totally out of the natural. I'll tell my part. There was a specific need we had, and I was just watching television. I don't do it all the time, but I like Gunsmoke, you know. You know, okay, dang. Okay, all right. So I'm sitting there, and I do the school run around 1:30. So I'm sitting there, and here comes the Holy Spirit rolling up inside of me. I'm not even thinking about the need. It's a biggie. So, but I'm learning that when the need is the biggest, it's my biggest time to get in the Spirit. So here's how we handle needs. We go to our prayer room. God, please, I need this. I need this. I need this. And we think about it. God, you know, and we take a scripture from the Bible. And he said, oh, if I pray God to this scripture, he's going to give it to me. You're doing something to get something. Think about how far that's across Christianity. Think about how far that's across Christianity. I got a need. I got to beg for him to meet it. Your motive is totally wrong. So you get taught this. You get taught this, right? But you can't get taught this until you come out of the natural and get into the Spirit. Are you listening to me? In other words, as much as God wants to meet our every need, he can't meet it with wrong motives. He can't. He won't do it. He won't stoop to that. And so he won't do it with wrong motives. Because, you know, that's how we give sometimes. You know how we were taught, give this, you're going to get 10 times more. And you start confessing it and God is just shaking his head and say, what are you doing? You know, Glow was, I'll finish mine up. So Glow was talking to me about, what Bill Johnson said. And she heard him minister that he was at a hospital or something? Son had a high fever. Son had a high fever. And he started. This one is a baby. He started remembering. Here's what we do. Start remembering scripture and say, when you have a hard time, just start praising God. And so he just started praising God. You remember the scripture, start praising him anyway in the bad time. Praise him. And he said, the Holy Spirit started saying, you trying to get something by praising me. Your motive is totally wrong. Look, even though the scripture is right, your motive behind it can be carnal. Self is in there. Self is in there. I'm in there. I have scripture, but it's still down in here. It's like, okay, I'm going to praise him so I can get this thing here. Have you ever done that? You drum that thing up. Oh, that's a hard time. Oh, the word says. And he said, the Holy Spirit convicted him so bad about it, he started repenting. God, forgive me for that. See, we would have thought that was all right, you know, because the word said it. Now we're getting in the Spirit, though. Now we're getting underneath what it really means. And here's God pulling the veil off of this stuff for all of us. And he started repenting. He started, God, forgive me. That was so wrong. And when he started repenting, and here's the key. The Holy Ghost started welling up in him. A praise and he forgot about the situation. He forgot about what was going on. Praising God was more important than the answer to the dealio. Can y'all hear me? In other words, without the Holy Spirit, nothing goes right. You understand? Without being in the Spirit, nothing goes right. We can pray and pray and pray, and God, just, of course, he's touched with the feelings of my infirmities, and he knows how bad it is. But until we can get in the Spirit, you will not get an answer, because it takes the Holy Spirit to be involved in your every breath and be guided for everything that you do, how you pray, when you pray, what you pray for, which your motive, how he does it. It's you in yourself. You can't get there. That's why he says you're not in the flesh any longer. You're in the Spirit. Another way of saying that is you need the Spirit to pray. You need the Spirit to pray. You know, somebody asked me the other day. It's a very good question. What are we praying for in the prayer room? And I said this. I said, wait on God before you do anything. Get his presence. Because we're in the Spirit. Get used to him bubbling up in you. So I'm praying, and back to my thing. I was praying. I'm sitting there, and here comes something bubbling up in me. I wasn't even thinking about my problem. So I started praying in the Spirit side on the inside. You know what I mean? I was praying in tongues, but with no words. I don't know. That, like, you understand. But that was all God. And I'm like, what's this all about? Because we don't even know how to pray as we ought to. But when the Spirit comes, right, isn't that Romans 8:28 or 6 or 8? We don't know how to pray like we ought to. But when the Spirit starts praying through us with groanings and utterances that we don't even understand, see, we're in a realm that we don't understand. We've been taught how to pray, and it's kept us under the bondage of the natural. The Holy Spirit hasn't been taught us how to pray. We don't know how to listen to him, our teacher, how to pray. Is this making sense? Such things, you know, he's starting to pray through me is what's starting to happen. So I get Pastor Jerry to Greenwood. Pastor Mike used to work there. Greenwood Elementary down here. I'm still kind of growing in the Spirit, praying. So I parked the van, and all of a sudden, a burst of joy started coming out of me that I can't, and it came from heaven. It was like I had to get out the van. You know how people want, I want to run around that van. It was stupendous. What is this? And I started getting this deep witness. Your problem is solved. Nothing in the natural has changed, but my mind went to another place. I was in Greenwood, but I was in the heavens. Are y'all following me? I had to get out. I had to walk around. I said, what is wrong with that man? I couldn't contain the joy of having received the answer already, and I didn't even know how to pray for it. I couldn't get over the joy of it. God, is this what you meant? Is this what you meant? It's like what Abraham said, I could call those things that be not as though they were. Problem was still there, but I can only do that as I'm in the Spirit. I can confess it and confess it, but if I'm not in the Spirit, there's nothing happening. And so here's God trying to say that your life's got to be like this. You know, he teaches you little by little. Okay, move forward from that one. You know, keep going. You can be in the Spirit when you eat your hamburger. You can be in the Spirit when you learn from that. Learn from that. Now you can see all the mistakes in Christianity for years gone by because they never were in the Spirit. I can remember 1,000 prayers not being answered because they weren't within the Spirit. It's like I start somehow inside of me, and it's difficult to explain. I started looking to Jesus and could only see him. I couldn't see the problem anymore. All I could see is him and the answer. Looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. All I could see was him. But it was a supernatural act of God that he controlled the whole thing, and it got inside. And the quick testimony is Brenda texts me later that day. She said, "Oh, praise God. We got with our tuition payments were like, whoa." But he told me, and an assurance. I'm trying to differentiate this from the Christian typical quotes or in the quips we say, you know, "I got it, it's mine, God." That wasn't a part. I had the life of it. It was so real. Because the Spirit was involved. And I was in the Spirit. So I just share that because from that, and that wasn't my first time, but from that, I'm getting used to more and more. Oh, I got to be in the Spirit. Oh, I got to be in the Spirit. I wasn't in the Spirit on that. Oh, that's what happened. Why is this not right? I don't sense something right. Oh, I'm not in the Spirit right now. So I fail, make mistakes, you know, dishonor God. You know, even when I do good stuff, I can do good stuff and not be in the Spirit. So here's God. This is why I wanted Stan and team to play that song. In the Spirit, I can see. In the Spirit, I am healed. In the Spirit, I am feel by the power of fear, I'm alive. In the Spirit, I can fly. I feel like I was flying that day. Holy Spirit, I need you every second. You know, God will allow stuff to come your way just to try to get you to see get going in the Spirit with it and not try to solve it yourself, right? We heard Latisse say, I'm going to get this straight. You know, and so it can be just a little bitty stuff. You got to pick up on when God's speaking to you, but you got to be in the Spirit, right? Somebody was telling me yesterday, this was so good. That person said that I was coming home from somewhere. I was coming, actually coming here, and it was a traffic jam. The traffic slowed up, and cars were diverting, and some turned off here, and some turned off there, and God said, "No, you go straight." In other words, I don't want you to lose your path, right? I want you, don't, even though it's difficult, even though it slows down, even though it seems like, you know, we lose our patience and go, I just want you to slow down and keep this path. Don't get off track. The lesson is they heard it by the Spirit. See, it takes the Spirit inside of us and around us to pick up on those kind of truths. And when he starts to be around us and we sense his presence more and more, every bush shall have a meaning. Every, you know, everything, you know, somebody's going to open the door for you and you don't even know how it happened. You know, God's going to put something, because the answer to our real problems, and God knows, is not a blessing. It's a presence. Can you hear me? So the church has become Bless Me Club. It's like Dre said, what the real deal wasn't the house. The real deal was how his presence is getting closer to me. And am I picking up on that? We've got blessing after blessings, but we're still carnal. Watch his presence come and everything change. I'm talking about change inside of us first. And then, I like this morning. Because there was a presence here. And we might as well get used to it because it's going to pick up. Valisa gonna be on that floor early. I know. I can walk in here and sense it. I can sense resurrection power in here. I can sense death has been diminished in here. And there's that's Satan's biggest scare. They're not afraid of death anymore. And so there's a ministry that he's putting on the inside of us. We can see higher revelation. His presence is higher. You know that song or that scripture or saying we have? That's scripture. I'll look to the hills, what comes my help. You know, we've said that, but it's mostly been natural. Because here's what I finally figured out. It's about the Spirit. You can't learn anything but about Spirit. Yeah, you look to the hills, become your help, but I'm going to take you to the hills with it. In other words, I ain't going to let you stay down in the natural. I'm going to keep you up, put you right up here where the help come from, right? My help come from the Lord. Well, come stand up here with me. This is what he's doing here. This is what he's doing here. He's not going to let you and me stay where we are. You know, a lot of us are going through stuff. Watch God not give you a windfall. He is not going to give you a windfall. He's going to give you him. He's not going to give you a windfall. He's going to give you him. And because he's the answer to everything. So he's going to give you him. He's going to take you to the hills where your help comes from. And you're going to say, oh, my goodness, I got so much help. I can't even stand what I'm supposed to do. So, D, let me do the notes. Because I can go on and on. So if I do the notes, I can kind of have a close down point. Oh, internet's funky? Okay. All right. Well, I think I got it myself, D. Oh. All right, so let's recap on this. But before I start reading, I'll send it to you. I'll send it to everybody. His pleasure is to prosper you with his presence. These are words I'm getting from him right now. His pleasure is to prosper you, not with goods. I mean, that'll come. That's the manifestation. But when God thinks about prospering you, he's thinking about prospering you with his presence to take you where he is. Okay. To put you in the realm like John on Patmos, he was prosperous in the spirit. So that's his pleasure to take it. And he knows how to do that. So as we spend a little time with him, he says, come with me. Can you stand up? Come with me. Come where I am. Come with me. I'm going to come with me. Listen, remember, come with me and I'll show you. Come with me and I'll show you. This is how personal he is. Come with me and I'll show you. I'll show you salvation. I'll show you ridiculous stuff. I'm going to show it to you personally. Just come with me. So you set yourself up. Don't be looking for a windfall. Come with me, Lord, take me with you, and I'll show you, okay? All right, Rock? So, Pastor Love, we prophesying encounters with God for Raquel to meet her every need. Her every need will be met through that encounter, okay? Because remember, Dean, We can't be spoiled children. See, if God just blessed us, you know, we go out and go do stuff without him. I know we don't think we would, but we would.
And y'all, if you know the interpretation, let me know. I had a dream that of a lady. And I've never dreamt that I dreamt. You know, but I had a dream, and I just told the lady, I was like, I had to release it. I just remember saying to this lady, I had a dream about you, and whatever, whatever, whatever. So it's beginning to happen. I never dreamt that I had that a dream.
Okay, because in the last days, I pull my spirit out and they'll dream dreams and visions. That's God's gonna. When we get closer to Him, we get more dreams from heaven. Okay, what was I talking about? Rocky, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And not only Rocky, Crystalline for remembering. And I'm really not joking. And that's why Shelley dreams, you know. Remember Shelley's dream last week? Forgive me, I have to keep going. I need to see you every day at noon. See, we got to get used to not having blessings to becoming somebody. It's more what we are than what we have. So if He's calling us at noon or whatever time, then He wants to change who we are and not just give us stuff. Right? Because if with Him is, can y'all grow into my image, you know, and only He can do that. And so He's going to bring things to us. The word from Romans indicate, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. Watch the encounters happen. Just to, you know, this is something that's going to happen to all of us. Somebody's phone ringing. Stay with me. Okay. The word from Romans indicates that the normal life of a true child of God is a life in the Spirit. So it sounds like far away. What is he talking about? You know, I'm not sure. The word says so. So here's God saying, all I want you to do today and today forth is acknowledge that I'm called to be in the Spirit. You may not know what it feels like, or you never had any experiences, or maybe had one or whatever. Just acknowledging that's what you're called. You know, He won't do anything. Everything is done by what? Faith. So just, I believe that. I can't see it. I don't know what it means, but I believe it. The word says it. So acknowledge. God, I got the Spirit inside of me. I'm called to live in the Spirit. Do that. Will you say amen? Will you do that with me? Watch that. We're placed there where? By the new birth. Born of the Spirit when we receive the Holy Spirit. The education of the children of God lies in this very realm and is a matter of learning from day to day in all situations how to abide in the Spirit and to keep there. All right? All situations. Y'all, we got to listen to Pastor Ross when she's getting the Spirit up here. And then. Oh, okay. And then Valisa start picking up on it. Faith by day and faith by night. Do y'all remember that? I do. And then Valisa starts singing it. That's probably when she went out. I can't stand this faith by day and by night. See, we think faith is for when we're in trouble. God says, I need you to believe me every second of every day. I need you to get in the Spirit every day. I need you. See, that's not natural. The natural man don't understand the things of the Spirit of God, right? So here's Him releasing something in you to dwell with Him in heavenly places on a continuous basis. I'm talking about you right now. On a continual basis and come alive in another realm, a realm that you never knew before. And oh my God, where did this realm come from? You can feel that. See? That's because you're sitting up under this cloud. And we get in the Spirit. You know, we get in the Spirit corporally quicker than we do singularly. You can read something, but then you get in a corporate group and it's like, good day, where that? But this God's releasing something in you. He's releasing something. You know, even, is that worship on your shirt? So even when she was up here, you know, like, great day, Crystal on another place. But He's releasing something I have something only he can do. And something only he can do is you acknowledge it and believe it. Right? So here's Crystal now. She stopped trying to pray. And she's releasing her prayer life to God. And letting him teach her how to pray at the throne. Because before we start learning this, the throne stuff was just a word. It's just a scripture. What are you talking about? I mean, it's just a principle. But once we start letting him do it, he takes us right there. Inexperience, see? All right. So watch that release come. So here's him taking PWM to the spirit realm. Here's how Sunday morning's getting crazy. Right? It's starting, isn't it? Here we're coming alive in God. From day to day, we abide in the spirit. Faith by day and faith by night. Christian faith by day and faith by night. Faith by day. In other words, faith 24/7, and how many ever seconds are in there, and how many ever milliseconds in there. We don't release. Faith is everything, because the spirit, we need the spirit for everything. All right? Wow. So I have to pray for you. We must, from day to day, cultivate this attitude of heart and mind to be occupied with the Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus. So that's right. So there's a glory being pronounced in her inner man, down in her inner man, that the sequences of God are rolling up on the inside of her. And it'll make that spirit realm more real to her. In the spirit, he is real. In the spirit, I can feel. So it'll make this spirit realm more real to her than the chair she's sitting in. Right? And God's, he's unclouding the spirit and putting a robe over the natural. Right? So the spirit realm will be more real to her than the air she breathes, and she'll walk in it day by day, and she'll get to the point where she'll walk in it unconsciously. In other words, I'm in the spirit. It'll be like breathing to her. Amen. That's the mantle that's coming on her in Jesus' name. And the authority, crystalline, that comes with it is coming. And then you get to show people about it, even in your prophetic sessions. Amen. 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 Amen, amen, amen. So we come out of religion and churchdom. We come out of those old things and those old teachings and let God teach us. And he pronounces blessings over us. I'm about to bless you. Right? Just like you said, Mary, here we go. You're blessed and highly favored. Why? Because something from another realm is starting to live on the inside of you that's past your mind. It was a miracle. You didn't even have sex yet, but it's in you and it's bigger than you and it's bigger than the whole natural realm. Right? It's bigger than the whole natural realm. It's bigger than all the earth's creation. It's bigger than anything that you could ever think about. That thought never thought came in your mind at all. And all you can do is believe. Can you see her yes was a supernatural yes? It wasn't, you know, it was a supernatural yes. I acknowledge it. I acknowledge it. It's a miracle, but I acknowledge it. The same one is in you and me. Ain't no different. It's no different. All we got to do is acknowledge it. Right? And by the way, that's why he had to shut Zacharias up. You remember? Remember? You know why we haven't gotten anywhere? Because we won't acknowledge that God did something inside of us that's other realmish, that's past our minds. So we won't go nowhere. But now that we're starting to acknowledge it, we'll have some experiences that are way out there. All we got to do is acknowledge and believe. Okay. See that? Boy, that's what's starting to blow through you. That's starting to blow through you. That's starting to blow through you. God's mind on it. You know, we have a different education. We have this spiritual education that can't come from man. You know, not born of the will of man, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of the natural, but we're born of God. We got a whole nother thing going. Now, that makes a little more sense. From day to day, we cultivate this attitude of heart and mind to be occupied with the Lord Jesus, and that we shall find the Spirit with us, the Spirit on our side to help us. We do know very well, and we are very slow to learn, that we do not get much help from the Holy Spirit or His companionship alongside of us when we are occupied with what is not of the Lord and what's contrary to Him. See, we don't get much help until we start to look to Him. And I'm saying you guys are blessed. You know, Jesus told the disciples, blessed are your eyes because you see. I'm saying that God's touching eyes in here today. To look, it's just a supernatural thing. It's a work of the Holy Spirit to look away from the problem and to look to Him. That's the Holy Spirit coming to your eyes and shifting them off the natural. And we're looking away to Jesus. We're looking away to Jesus. It's the same thing about they had to lift that staff up because they were getting bit. Remember in Wilt, they were getting bit by them snakes. And God said, look, if you look upon the staff, you'll be healed. See, there's a miracle taking place. There's a miracle taking place in your eyes, right? My eyes. God's able to supernaturally transform us and take us to another place. Do I have anything else? Oh, we get in. Then when we start looking at the problem, we get into the mire. And God will leave us there. He leave you there. You say, that's not love. That is love. Because the supernatural is the only way out with Him. Right? And He's going to leave you in there because without faith, there's nothing happening. And so until we turn our eyes on Jesus and look into His wonderful face, I hope the song now means a little more to us. You know how much, you know it's a miracle to see His face? That's just not a song. You know, David said, your face I'm going to always seek. Here's the Holy Spirit showing you the face. It's not a picture on a painting. Him. Supernaturally, how come there's anointing on me today to talk to you?
I can't even describe how I feel right now.
So let's just use her, B. Let's just use her. Here's God. Come to her. Because she can't do this on her own. She can't. The flesh profits nothing. So God, so Holy Spirit says, now you're acknowledging me. I can show you the face of the Lord that you wondered about. I can get you there. And then watch your life change. Watch your meaning of Christianity change. And this glory comes on you. Because the Holy Spirit's involved in everything. I don't know where to stop. Because this is life-giving. You know, Jay's experience with that job, because of his testimony in the Spirit, you understand? He is being BJ for the tape. Because of BJ. It opens something up in the Spirit. And so she comes up here in proxy for our daughter. And something got, now she does, my daughter doesn't know, but we know what happened that day. Without a shadow of doubt. In other words, when you get in the Spirit, it opens doors that, man, I know y'all like this saying, got to open doors that, you know. I'm talking about the real part of that. You know what? I'll take an open door over $1 million. Are y'all listening to me? If I can get an open, see, God's opening doors for Crystalyn today. I'll take an open door over the lottery. Are y'all listening to me? Because it's eternal. It changes me on the inside. I meet God deeper. I know what the spirit realm is. You are going to get it too. You're going to get it. And so here's why I'm going on and on. Because the more I go on, the more hunger for it is developed. See? And it's got to be a hunger. You got to want it. And when there's a hunger in it, you know, once the hunger comes, you don't have to make yourself hungry. It just keeps coming and coming, you know. And so this is what's happening here. God's taking up our hunger for spiritual things. And here's Derek said, I want that realm. And God said, finally, you know, I don't want a blessing. I want that realm. I want to see him. You know, our problem's not bigger than him. That's not the problem. The problem is us. We're still stuck in the natural. We're stuck in the natural. Listen, till this morning. Pastor Raza like this. See, we start to worship in spirit all day, every day, not just on Sunday morning. We become worshipers because we start to see them by the spirit, see. Hebrews 12:2. You know, Hebrews 12:2 says, look into Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. You know, look into Jesus. Looking away from all that would distract us. And, okay, so. We start looking away to the spirit realm, and he starts perfecting our faith, right? He starts perfecting our faith. We start looking to him, and he's the author of the faith. He perfects. That's all I need you to do is get back in faith. Look over here, and I'm going to take care of it, experience I had on the van. But that is no different than John on Patmos, right? He was on Patmos. What did he do? He just looked to Jesus, the author and finisher of his faith, and he got in the spirit, and then he started seeing stuff. Forget about his problems. Forget about how cold he was. No different from us. We got our own Patmoses, but you can be in the spirit. We're supposed to be there. He's God elevating us this morning. Pastor Love, come on up. Need to pray for you. All right. Here's your elevation point. God's doing it right now. He's taking you to another realm, into the spirit. It's the normal things for a lady of God to dwell in the heavenlies and experience and seek and experience in him in the heavenlies and seeing his love response to you. I love you in the heavenlies. I love you in the heavenlies. That's where you're going to find my love. You're going to find my love in the heavenlies. So I'll take you there often and show you and encourage you and give you courage and give you boldness and give you answers and give you strength. But you'll find my love in the heavenlies. You'll find me in the heavenlies. And that's where we're going on our excursions. And that's where I'll romance you. And that's where the days will seem like they last forever. In the heavenlies with me. Saith the Lord, the days are coming when dreams are restored and revelations are so typical that they're part of your conscious and a part of your everyday life. Father, I thank you for the grace of heaven that's on her. Reveal those things to her in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, what kind of house do we have? Do I have anything else? I was in the spirit, and what did I do? I heard. When you get in the spirit, you're going to start to hear. Can you hear that? It was always like that. What there was to hear, what there was to see, was the natural result of being in the spirit. Amen. Anything else, D? I can't remember. I think that might be it. No, I had another one. And I think that'll be it. Are we stuck? Oh, yeah. Okay, I got to stop here, but we need to read this. If you and I are in the spirit, quote unquote, if Christ can be seen in anyone, we shall see him. If we're in the spirit, I'm going to see Christ and even Mike. I had to get one in. If we are not in the spirit, we shall see everything but Christ. You want to know why there's so many fights in Christianity? And no growth? Because we're not in the spirit. We don't see Christ. You can take the worst person, you can see Christ in them. If you're in the spirit, though, if you're not in the spirit, you can't see nothing. All you can see is their faults. Oh, my goodness. Karen. Okay, Karen, can I pray? So, in the spirit, I can feel. In the spirit, I know it's fiery. In the spirit, I'm alive. In the spirit, I am healed. In the spirit, I'm healed, right? So the more we get in the spirit, and the more revelation of our that we were healed comes, right? So, Father, we thank you for the revelation, the healing revelation that's coming through of healing in your wings, the revelation of God himself, that healing isn't a subject, it's a person. And we thank you for intimacy with him, healing himself, and revelation and understanding in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay. All right. I think I'm done. So I'm going to ask this question. We got 3 more minutes. Does anyone want to close in 3 minutes? Close and pray. 3 minutes. Shelly, that's exactly who God told me. I tried to look the other way.
Yeah. Express my gratitude, like, please come. I just want to express my gratitude for the translation of heaven today. I can't describe how I feel. I don't feel like a human being right now. I don't know how to explain it. I was not feeling good when I came in today to dance, and when Pastor asked me yesterday, the day before, whatever, to dance, I wanted to say no, but something said no, just do it, because for those who don't know, I'm only 2 months pregnant, but I feel like I'm about 8 months, because I'm, like, sick most of the day. Kids, don't tell my kids, because they don't know yet. they're waiting, like, they know, but they don't know. It's kind of every day they're like, when's the baby coming? But we have not said anything to them, and they've been doing this for months. Anyway, it's God right now. But no, I don't feel human. When I came in, I was just like, God, take me out of the picture. I want to encourage you all. Okay. Take me out of the picture. I don't want them to see me dancing. And just so you all, I feel very self-conscious when I come up here. I don't have like a dance background. I feel uncomfortable doing it. But I feel so naked before the Lord that I crave doing it. And I said, God, can I just dance for you today? And then it turned into, God, not just dance for you. I want to dance with you. And I felt him dancing with me. And I feel like you all saw that too. I don't know how to explain this. But I even said, because Pastor, he's such a dad, right? Even if you do something at church and it's awful, like you can sing a solo if you suck, no offense. Like if it sucks, he's going to tell you, wonderful job. So if I dance, he's going to send me a text like, beautiful job, daughter. Like even if I feel like that was bad, but he's going to say that, right? I said, God, I don't want to hear Pastor. I don't want him to say anything if it didn't please you. I don't want to, but that's what he does. But I said, God, I don't want Pastor to say anything about it if you are not pleased. I just want to please you right now. I didn't see y'all in the room. I saw your spirit. I didn't, like, he was telling me to throw things at you that you needed, and I was doing it, and I saw change happening right here. And God is just saying, if we believe, that if we worship him in spirit and in truth, he will meet us right here. I promise you, I can't even articulate what I'm hearing, but heaven was speaking, and he was saying, this is what I'm doing to this person right now, and I know it doesn't look like it, but this is what's happening in their body right now. I could literally see it, and I could hear heaven, and when my body wanted to stop, he said, no, press, keep going. And then I didn't feel pain in my body. I couldn't feel anything. Like, I knew naturally I was hot, but I didn't feel hot. Like, I just couldn't stop. It was pure worship with God, and it was reminding me of what Kristen was talking about last week with the intimacy. Like, I felt God right there with me, and that's what he wants from all of us. Like, I saw him, he was with us, y'all. I'm sorry, I just thank you for seeing that, because I wasn't sure if that translated, and thank you.
Hallelujah. 3 minutes. Oh, okay. Hallelujah. I understand what you were going through, because I had to press in this morning. And I was telling Shanique before we got started, I was saying, I'm in so much pain. I said, but if we can press in into the spirit, I said, the pain is going to go. I said, so I'm waiting for the anointing. I'm waiting for the oil to fall. I'm waiting for the dew to drop. Anyway, the Lord was saying the same thing Christian was saying, that the doors of heaven are open. The atmosphere has been changed. The oil is just running down from heaven. You know, you should be able to see that oil. You should be able to feel that oil, so we can walk in the spirit every day. And the doors are open for jobs and homes. And, you know, the oil is falling. The doors are open. And I just wanted to share this dream real quick. I had a dream last year. I was in the hospital. I get the best dreams in the hospital. That's crazy. I had a dream that the Lord blessed me with a job. And I said, Lord, I want to go back to work so bad. I don't want to live on Uncle Sam, because they give you some and they take it back, you know. And I said, Lord, I want to go back to work. And I had a dream that I got a job, not just a job, a good job, a career. And the Lord even gave me the title of the job, creative director. And I saw my paycheck, and I was sharing it with my family. And my sisters were laughing. And you know what? They said, that'll be just like God to do that for you, too. But I kept pulling on God all last year about, well, Lord, when you going to, you know, give me this energy so I can go back to work? And when you going to give me the job? When you going to direct me towards that place so this can happen? Just worrying God about it. So the Lord finally told me to stop worrying him about it. You know, like a child just worrying their parent for something. And so I finally stopped worrying the Lord about it. And then in the hospital this time, I had a dream. And in that dream was direction about the job and how that door is going to come open. So this year is the year for me to go to work. And I was like, thank you, Lord, for that direction. You know, I just didn't know how to get it. But in that dream, God showed me and gave me the direction to go. And I thank God for that. And God has given all of us that direction. That's why we have to stay in the spirit. And the moment we feel like we're stepping out the spirit, help me, Lord, you know, get me back in the spirit. Get me back in the spirit. And Father God, go ahead and close. Father God, we thank you for your timing. Although you created timing, you don't live in it. And we thank you, oh God, that you're winding up the time for us, oh God. We're not missing anything in time. We're not losing anything in time, oh God. You created it, but you don't live in it, oh God. And you're winding up the time for us, oh God. You're giving us the time we need, oh God, for you to move, oh God. You're giving us the timing we need, oh God, for you to move, oh God, for you to bless, oh God, for you to lift us higher, oh God, for us to praise you more, for us to love you more, oh God, for us to lean on you more, oh God, for us to fall at your feet and be intimate with you more, oh God. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, and we love and bless your name. We love and bless your name, and we thank you, Father, that we are walking in the Spirit today. And tomorrow, and Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday. Every day, oh God. Every day, oh God. And this is the year of our lifting. This is the year of us walking in the kingdom. This is the year of us seeking heaven, smelling heaven, touching heaven, loving heaven, knowing heaven. being able to hear you clearly, oh God. Being able to know that we're your sheep, oh God. Being able to hear you clearly, Jesus. Clearly, oh God. Your sheep know your voice, oh God. Hearing you clearly, oh God. Touching you, oh God. Knowing that it's you, oh God. Hearing you say, no, go left, don't go right. And we thank you, oh God, for sparing us from a lot this year. Sparing us from pain. Sparing us from agony. Thank you for your sparing, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your blood, oh God. Thank you for the oil. Thank you for the dew, oh God. In the name of Jesus. We love you, God. We love you, oh God. And we thank you, Jesus, for the gifts that you have imparted into us and that we are imparting one to another. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you that everyone will be covered under your blood as we leave here, God. In the name of Jesus. Even our homes will have a new atmosphere when we walk in. Even our children will have a new atmosphere, new mindset when we see them and talk to them, oh God. It doesn't just stop here. As Pastor said, it goes further. It goes further, reaching into the spirit, pushing it further, pushing it to our children. My son is incarcerated. I'm pushing the spirit realm to him. I'm pushing the spirit realm to him. I'm pushing it to Israel. My baby is about to be deployed. I'm pushing the spirit to him. I'm pushing it to him. Lord, we love your name. In Jesus' name we pray, and everybody said, amen. Amen.